Today we're continuing to look at the book of 2 Timothy.
今天我们要继续看提摩太后书。
So, hopefully after a few weeks your Bible will have a crease there so it'll just fall open when you open it.
希望几个礼拜之后大家的圣经一翻开就会翻到提摩太后书，因为已经有折痕了。
Everybody got a Bible?
大家手上都有圣经的吗？
As I start, I want to share something with you about missions.
一开始讲到一开始的时候，我先跟大家谈一点宣教的事。
I read reports about a revival in the 1970s in Taiwan among the Austronesian people.
我看过一个报道，里面讲的是1970年代台湾的原住民教会经历了很大的复兴。
And according to the reports, a whole bunch of people became Christians in a very short time.
根据那篇报道，在很短的时间之内，就很多原住民信主。
And I was imagining how exciting it must have been.To be a member of one of those mountain churches at that time.
想想看，如果当时你是那些山地教会的会友，你看到这一幕会多么兴奋呢？
That was the generation of the grandparents.
不过那已经是我们祖父母那一代的事了。
And then something happened.
后来发生了一些事。
The children, a lot of them moved away to the big cities to make money.
就是那一代的人，他们的孩子。为了赚钱就搬到大城市。
And their hearts also drifted away.
他们的心后来也偏离了。
From real faith. They lost the real faith.
失去了真正的信心。
And by the third generation, many today will say, oh, we're Christian, but it's more like a cultural thing.
到了第三代的时候，他们这些祖父母他们的子孙到第三代，还是很多人说他们是基督徒，可是事实上他们已经不是基督徒了。
They don't know anything really about the good news of Jesus.
他们对于耶稣关于耶稣的好消息一无所知。
They just know my granddad's a Christian.
他们只知道说、哦、我的爷爷是基督徒。
They just know most of the people back in our home village are Christian.
他们只知道说，就是我老家那个村庄里面有很多人是基督徒。
But they don't know Jesus.
他们自己不认识耶稣。
There's no joy in their hearts.
他们心里面也没有喜乐。
There's not really a hope of eternity if you went and asked them.
你如果去跟他们聊一聊，就知道他们根本就没有永生的盼望。
And they just simply try to live their lives and they're separate from God.
他们的生活跟神完全脱节。他们只是过着自己的生活。
And they try to get the most out of life.
他们只想要在这一生中就是唯利是图拼命享乐。
And all they look to is this present life.
他们眼中就只有今生。
So that's the third generation.
这就是第三代的景况。
So what happened from the grandparents to them?
所以从他们祖父母那一代到他们这一代这段时间内到底发生了什么事？
And this situation isn't just common with the Austronesians in Taiwan.
这种情况不是只有发生在原住民当中。
Same with the Holo Taiwanese.
在很多讲台语的基督教家庭当中也有这种情况。
You've all heard of George Mackay up in Danshui, right?
大家都知道，宣教士马偕来到台湾的时候是先在淡水传教。
He went all over the place sharing the gospel. A lot of people became Christians. He started a whole bunch of churches. Some of them are still standing.
马偕他到各地去传教，带领很多人信主，而且建立了很多教会。这些教会很多到现在还存在。
Now it's the fourth, fifth, sixth generation from that time.
从马偕到台湾到现代，中间已经到我们这代已经是当时人的第四、第五或第六代了。
And people who've grown up in these what you would call Christian families, really, these kids don't even know a thing about the gospel.
可是很多在这些所谓基督教家庭中长大的小孩， 现在根本完全不了解什么是福音。
Some still show up at church, but a lot have even left church.
很多人还是会去教会，可是也有很多人已经完全离开了教会。
Our church here is a young church.
我们的教会算是很年轻的教会。
We have a lot of babies.
有很多年轻刚信主的基督徒。
Are we in the position of that first generation, the grandparents' generation now? What's going to happen to our kids and their kids after?
我们的现在的情况是不是跟我刚刚提到祖父母那一代的情况很像？我们的子孙之后，他们的信仰状况会变成怎么样呢？
It's not just in Taiwan. United States the same way.
不是只有在台湾会出现这种情况，在美国也是一样。
Even children of elders and pastors.Often these days grow up and turn away from Christ and his church.
甚至是在美国很多长老或者牧师的小孩长大以后也离开了教会离开了耶稣。
So that makes you wonder about family. It makes you wonder about the gospel and how it spreads in a family.
所以这就让我们不禁去思考在家里面你要怎么样传福音呢？
Let's read our text today.
我们来读今天的经文。
There's some things you can learn about that in the text.
你可以从今天的经文学到跟刚刚我提到这个情况相关的功课。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3-5.
提摩太后书一章三到五节。
And again, it's short, so I'll read it.
很短，所以我就自己读了。
I thank God whom I serve as my forefathers did with a clear conscience. As night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。祈祷的时候，不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Did you catch that?
大家懂这些经文吗？
In verse 3, Paul serves God with a clear conscience as his forefathers did.
第三节保罗说他跟他的祖先一样都用清洁的良心来侍奉上帝。
Timothy's sincere faith lives in him like it did his mom and his grandmother.
而提摩太心里面的无畏之信其实就是他外祖母和他母亲心里面的同样的信心。
So I just want to ask you guys, how many of you became Christians because your parents shared their faith with you?
我想问大家，在座有多少人信主是因为你的父母是基督徒？
I'm raising my hand too.
我自己也是。
Maybe for some of you, you're the only Christian in your family.
对，在座有些基督徒而言，可能你是你家中唯一的基督徒。
Or maybe you're the first one. Maybe you're not a Christian yet, but you're the first one to dare to show up at church.
也许你现在还不是基督徒，但是你是你家中第一个上教会的人。
I think there's something in the text today that speaks about family members.
我想今天的经文里面有提到家人。
God cares about you and saves you as an individual.
上帝他关心你，他拯救你这个人。
But it seems like he does something. He cares about the family line of descent of people.
但是从这边我们可以看得出来，神他在乎你家中世世代代的人。
I just turned 36 yesterday.
昨天过36岁的生日。
So I have 4 children now.
现在我有四个孩子。
And as I think about my kids, there's just one thing I want for them.
我想到我的孩子的时候，我只想要他们拥有一个，我只想要他们拥有一件事。
I want them to know the Lord as I do.
我希望他们能够像我一样认识上帝。
And when they get up and grow up and get married, and if they have children, I want my grandkids to know the Lord too.
我也希望他们长大结婚之后生了孩子，我希望我的孙子也同样能够认识上帝。
I'm sure you feel that if you're married and you have children.
如果你已经结婚有小孩，我相信你心里的想法也是如此。
It doesn't even matter though. Like even if you're not married, I know you have loved ones around you that you wish you knew that they knew the Lord.
就算你还没有结婚，你同样也会希望你所爱的人能够来认识上帝。
We know that faith is a gift of God.
我们知道信心是神的恩赐。
It's not something you can command as a parent.
你没有办法命令你的孩子要拥有信心。
It's not something you can manipulate.
信心不是可以自己创造的。
It's something God does in their heart.
而是神放在我们心里的。
And so as I think about that, I think about my kids, and I just want to fall on my knees and plead to God.Please be concerned for them too, as you've been concerned for me. Please save them.
所以我想到我的孩子的时候，我就真的想要跪下来跟神求，求神拯救我的孩子，就像神拯救我一样。
And I assume you do that for your loved ones too.
我相信你对你所爱的人也是同样的，跟我一样为他们向上帝恳求。
And then also, Okay, God, if you've given me any area that I can be a part of this, a part of helping this person come to know the Lord, please help me do that in their lives.
而且你也会向神求，求神帮助你，让你在你所爱的人信主的过程当中能够去帮助他们。
I would like it said of my family, as Paul says of his forefathers.And as the family of Timothy.
我希望我家里 我家人的信主的境况能够跟保罗、这里提到提摩太一样，就是都有这样的信心。
But yesterday, my birthday, I was so busy. I had so many things to do. I have not had a busier day in ages.
昨天是我的生日，可是我忙死了，好像已经很久没有这么忙了。
And that whole day, the only thing I was modeling to my kids was, please go out of the office, Dad's busy.
昨天我跟我的孩子讲，就是只有告诉他们一件事情，就是不要进来我的办公室，我很忙。
Did they say anything about the love of God in me? Did they see anything in me yesterday about the love of God?
他们这样子在我身上还能看到神的爱吗？
Did they learn about grace?
他们能从我的行为看到神的恩典吗？
Did they learn about self-sacrifice, the kind that Jesus did when he sacrificed himself to pay for sinners?
他们可以看在我身上看到自我牺牲吗？可以看到耶稣牺牲自己来拯救罪人吗？
Probably not much.
也许他们看不到这些。
And it was a double whammy because Judy was really busy with her baby food.Business, and so the kids didn't get it from either parent yesterday.
不幸的是，昨天我太太也很忙，因为她那个baby服的婴儿食品要开始要开始营业了，所以我们两个昨天都很忙，结果小孩子没办法，昨天也没有什么机会跟我们两个就是相处。
I think that's part of what is wrong, and why these generations lose the faith is because we just get busy with.Unimportant things in the ultimate reality.
我想我们的下一代会失去信心，就是因为我们都太忙了，都是去为一些不重要的事情忙得团团转，却忘了永恒最重要的事情。
Well, I want to focus on some good news in this passage.
可是我今天重点要放在这段经文告诉我们的好消息。
Did you ever wonder what an amazing thing that Paul could say, "Yes, I still"?Faithfully serve the Lord as my forefathers did. It's an amazing. He's still there doing so.
保罗在这边说，我还是能够跟我的祖先一样，信实的来侍奉上帝。这其实是一件很奇妙的事。
With Timothy, the faith did not stop with the grandmother.
在提摩太的家族当中，他的家族每一代都有信心，不是说只有他的外祖母有信心。
Why is this?
为什么他们家族中能够传递这样的信心
？Was were they extra special family, so they did a great job sharing the gospel?
是因为他们的家庭特别好吗？是因为他们特别会传福音吗
？It's possible.
有可能真的是这样。
But I do know that Paul grew up as an enemy of Christianity and of Christ, and in his adulthood he was fighting Christ.
可是我们知道保罗他成长了。他就是他年轻的时候是很反对基督很反对教会的在他年轻的时候他是完全在破坏教会
And God brought him back as his forefathers to believe
可是神让保罗回转让保罗有信心让他能够跟他的先祖一样来侍奉神
See, believing in Jesus and being saved is by grace through faith it's a work of God
我们之所以能够得救是本乎恩也因着信是神所做的工
And so you can be encouraged The fact that it happened in Paul's family and in Timothy's family means that God cares about your families
so
He doesn't just pick you as an individual and just ignore everybody else He cares about your families
所以你看到神这样照顾保罗和提摩太的家族你也可以有信心知道神也在乎你的家人和家族他不是只救你一个人他要救你全部的家人
He loves your loved ones more than you love them
你爱你的家人可是神比你更爱他们
And he brought about this glorious thing that Paul could say here That's what God did
所以保罗在这边说他的家族能够得救是神所成就的荣耀之事
And God's willing to show the your descendants the same grace that he showed to you
神向你展现他的恩典他同样也要向你的后代展现他的恩典
he cares about your grandparents
他关心你的祖父母
and your parents that aren't believers
他也在乎他也很关心你现在没有信主的父母
and your offspring after you
而且也关心你的子孙
and that's an encouragement
这是对我们的鼓励
now God does give us a part in this great work of his
在神救赎的工作上神也让我们能够参与这个过程
God who chose to save people ordains the means by which they would be saved
神他救赎我们神也设立了一些救赎的方法借由这些方法来救赎我们
actually just likeCarol standing up here, your life, your own faith in God is the very means God ordains to use to save other people.
就像刚刚郑景他站在这边讲见证的时候神就用他的生命他对神的信心来拯救其他人
Your faith is a gift God gives to you then to share with others.
你的信心是神所给你的恩赐神要用你这个恩赐神要你用这个恩赐去跟别人分享
So your faith is not like chocolate
所以你的信心跟不是像巧克力一样
If you're given a gift of chocolate
如果有人送你巧克力
The more you share with other people The less you get for yourself
你跟人家分享越多你的巧克力你自己就越没得吃了
With faith, the more you share with others The moreYou gain faith in your own life and in your relationship with God.
可是你越跟别人分享你的信心，你自己的信心就越增加，而且也会在你的信心就会在你生命中结出更多果子。
And so God doesn't just give this as an option. God actually wants us to be involved in bringing the good news about Jesus to our families.
所以神他真的要我们要使用我们，让我们。去跟家人传福音。
God's always been like this. You can see it in the Old Testament.
神的作为一向都是如此。你从旧约当中也可以看到神这样的作为。
God often mentions through the prophets his concern for succeeding generations.
神常常借着先知表达他对历世历代百姓的关心。
And he mentions the part he gives a believer to play in passing that faith on to others in his family.
神也告诉我们，要我们告诉我们要告诉我们教导我们要如何把我们的信心传给下一代。
Now, you know who Abraham is, right?
大家都知道谁是亚伯拉罕吧
？He was called the man of faith.
他被称为信心之父。
Now God gave God didn't give Abraham baptism like he gives to us. He gave him the sign of circumcision.
亚伯拉罕当时候没有受洗，当时候信主的记号是割礼的记号。
But it's still the same idea. You cutting off, taking away the sinful nature, just like a washing away your sin.
可是割礼的意义跟洗礼是一样的，就是洗去我们身上的罪。
Well, God didn't just give it to Abraham who had faith.
神不是只有给亚伯拉罕这个信心的记号。
He, some reason, commanded Abraham to put that same sign on his children.
神也命令亚伯拉罕要在他的子孙身上做割礼的记号。
Now, one of the big reasons is because from Abraham's offspring would come Jesus who would save us.
原因是因为，耶稣会成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，来拯救我们。
But he also just deals with us as families.
神他不是只有拯救一个人，他是要拯救整个家族。
And he makes a covenant with us, and includes the family members in it.
神跟我们立约，立约的对象包括整个家族。
Moses spoke to the Israelites in Deuteronomy right before they're going to go into the Promised Land.
以色列人即将进入应许之地前，摩西就对他们说话。
In chapter 4, verse 9 to 10.
在生命记里面四到生命记四章九到十节。
And he says, "Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart as long as you live." Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb when he said to me, Assemble the people before me to hear my words so that they may learn to revere me as long as they live in the land and may teach them to their children.
这两节经文说，你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心。总要传给你的子子孙孙。你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说：“你为我召聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训子女这样行。”
See, God keeps bringing up the subject of the children.
所以你要一直向你的孩子提这件事。
Oh, God keeps bringing it up when he talks to them.
其实就是神他常常在圣经里面提到这件事。
Well, how do you pass on your faith to your children and their children after them?
可是你要如何把你的信心传递给你的孩子和你的子孙呢？
What does it say there in this passage we just read?
我们刚读的这段经文怎么样教导我们？
Remember what God has done for you in the past.
你要记得神过去为你成就的事。
Anything else?
还有没有其他的？
Watch yourself.
你自己要谨慎。
Now there's one word that starts with a T in English I would have thought most of you would get because it's your jobs, a lot of your jobs.
有一个字在英文里面是 T 开头的。
That you may teach them, that they may teach them to their children.
其实就是我们要去教导我们的孩子。
I just focus on two words, remember and revere.
我想有两件很重要的事，第一个就是你要时常回想神为你做的事，第二个就是你要敬畏上帝。
Those are two ways, good ways to teach your children.
你要教导你的孩子，这两种方法是很好的方式。
So you try to remember what you've learned from the Bible and from sermons and from working in your life.
所以你要常常回想你从圣经，还有你从讲道以及神在你生命中所做的工学习到什么。
That's an active thing in your mind, because I knowMost of us, when we leave on Sunday, if you ask the next Wednesday, hey, what did you guys study in church on Sunday? You already forget it.
我们真的要常常回想这些事情，因为我知道大家离开礼拜结束之后到了礼拜三，人家如果问你你礼拜天在教会读学到了什么，你已经完全忘记了。
So God's saying, remember it and pass it on. Tell other people about it.
所以你要记得我刚刚提到这些事情，然后把这些事情传递给别人。
That's with your words.
就是用你的言语。
But there's something even more powerful in teaching, and it's your attitude of your heart that shows in your life.
可是你如果要教导你的孩子更有力的方式，就是用你自己生活的态度来教导他们。
Revere God in your life.
在你的生命当中敬畏上帝。
And how you treat others.
你对待别人的时候也要显出你对上帝的敬畏。
In the way you respond to events.
还有你对很多事情的反应也要显出你对上帝的敬畏。
If your loved ones see how you revere God, it can affect them.
如果你所爱的人看到你对上帝的敬畏，这对他们会有很大的影响力。
See, talk is cheap.
空谈是无益的。
Children are not very influenced by what their parents say.
小孩不会因为大人说什么就受到影响。
Children follow the way their parents live.
小孩会学习父母的生活方式。
And the attitudes of their heart.
还有他们心里的态度。
You know, the Bible says, you know, when you sin, confess your sin and repent, right?
圣经告诉我们，我们犯罪的时候要承认自己的罪，并且悔改。
You can design this big Sunday school lesson telling the kids, you know, if you lie to someone, then you need to go talk to them and say, hey, I'm sorry, I lied to you.
我们可以在主日学教小孩说，如果你说谎，你应该去跟那个人说对不起，我说谎了，请你原谅我。
But do the kids ever hear their parent coming to them and saying, "Hey, I'm sorry, I lied to you"?
可是有没有小孩真的看到他们的父母来跟他们说对不起，我向你说谎了
？I had to tell my kids this morning, "Hey, I'm sorry." Yesterday, I was not a good example to you. And I got angry.
今天早上我跟我的小孩说对不起，我昨天对你们很不好，因为我昨天发脾气了。
That will pass on more easily. They will go on to be more willing to confess their sins when they sin against other people.
他们如果看到父母勇于向他们承认自己的罪，这样子孩子他们以后也会更勇于向别人承认他们自己的罪。
See, the passing your faith to others starts with a change in your own life.
所以你如果要把你的信心传递给别人，你自己的生活就必须先有所改变。
What kind of faith do your loved ones see in you?
你所爱的人在你身上看到的是什么样的信心呢？
Notice the kind of faith Paul describes in our passage in Timothy.
你看一下保罗在这段经文里面描述的信心是什么样的信心。
He uses a word about his faith in verse 3. He says, clear conscience, he serves God.
在第三节当中他提到自己的信心的时候，他说他用清洁的良心来侍奉上帝。
And then he says something about, two things about Timothy's faith.
他提到提摩太的信心的时候，谈到两件事。
He says,It's sincere.
第一，他说提摩太的信心是无畏的信。
And then he says, it lives in Timothy.
他又说这信心活在提摩太里面。
Paul is persuaded that a sincere faith lives in Timothy.
保罗深信无畏的信心活在提摩太里面。
He doesn't say, I'm glad you have faith.
保罗不是说我很高兴你有信心。
He says,I'm glad faith lives in you.
他说我很高兴信心活在你里面。
I think of those old horror movies. It's alive.
我想到那些就是那些很恐怖的电影里面会说哦，这怪物是活的。
But in a good way. It's but not 恐怖。
Okay. 不过我们这边讲的这个信心并不恐怖。
His wording is making a contrast with a dead faith here.
保罗这边的用字是要强调活的信心跟死的信心的对比。
If you believe in Jesus, but it makes very little difference in your life, is that a live faith or a dead faith?
如果你相信耶稣，可是你的生命却没有什么改变，这难道是活的信心吗？
That's what James was writing about in the book of James when he says, "Faith without works is dead."
所以雅各在雅各书里面才会写说，信心没有行为就是死的。
Real faith is a living faith.
真正的信心是活的。
it will affect you and your actions and your words and your attitudes.
会影响你的言语、你的态度，还有你的行为。
Now listen to the logic of this.
我们要了解这背后的逻辑。
Timothy really believes he has a sincere faith.
提摩太他真正相信上帝，他有一个无畏之信。
He can really believe because the object of his faith is real.
他可以真的来信主，因为他所信的是真的。
What is the object of his faith?
那他所信的是谁？
A risen Christ.
是复活的基督。
The creator of the universe.
是创造天地的主。
And the Holy Spirit that is active in his heart.
圣灵活在圣灵在提摩太的心里做工。
He has a real belief in a real object, and he has a real relationship. It's not just, I know God is out there, I know Jesus is alive and resurrected. He has a real relationship with Jesus.
提摩太他的信心是真实的，他所信的是真的，他跟神有真实的关系。他不是只是空口说、哦、我相信基督复活，他真的跟基督有真实的关系。
And that's what it must come down to when you ask yourself, do I really have a sincere, real faith in me? And are my loved ones going to see that real faith in me? And is that going to teach them the gospel?
所以你真的要常常安静下来思考，我的信心是真实无畏的信心吗？我所爱的人，他们能够因为看到我的信心而来信主吗？
So it comes down to just like a personal relationship, you can grow closer or more distant. Your relationship with Jesus Christ could be closer or more distant. You can know him, but know him more.Are kind of being a little cold in your relationship.
所以你跟神的关系，就是你可以跟他更亲近，也可以更疏远他，你可以更认识他，或者你也可以逐渐漠视他。
And the more you know the Lord Jesus, the more it will affect you, and the more you will teach your loved ones.Even without words.
所以你如果更认识耶稣，他就会对你生命有更大的影响。你就可以教导你所爱的人，你甚至不用讲什么，他们也可以从你身上学到很多东西。
You can think of a living faith as like a plant.
你可以想象，真正的信心就像一棵植物。
I mean, ultimately, it's up to God whether a plant dies or not, right?
一棵植物最后是死是活是神决定的。
For people like me, and our family, God designed cactuses.
我很高兴就是神他创造仙人掌这种植物。
And that's the only plant, if you ever come to our house, that's the only plant we have in the front is cactus.
我家唯一种的植物就是仙人掌。
Because if you don't water it for weeks, especially in the humidity in Taiwan, it'll still hang on.
因为台湾的天气比较潮湿，就算我们几个礼拜都忘了浇水，仙人掌还是活着。
It might barely be alive, but it'll still survive, and then you'll finally remember to water it.
可能它已经处在垂死状态，可是你只要记得浇水，它还是会活过来。
Some of you are probably so good that you can actually take care of animals. We haven't graduated to that level yet.
有些人他们不但会照顾植物，还会照顾动物，我们还没有到那个程度。
But,In the same way, a faith is a gift of God, but God does give us means to water it, to make it grow. So it's not just barely hanging on, but it's blossoming and growing and beautiful.
所以，信心就像一棵植物，信心是神的恩赐。可是神不是给我们信心，然后之后我们就可以什么都不做。神教导我们一些方法，让我们可以来浇灌我们的信心。
He will be.The one who gave it to us will bring it to completion, but he delights to give us a part in that.
神他是为我们信心创始成终的神，可是神也 教导我们一些方法，让我们来浇灌信心，让我们的信心可以开花结果。
How do you water your faith?
你要如何浇灌你的信心呢？
Write this passage down, 2 Peter 1, 5 to 8.
请你把这段经文写下来，在彼得前书一章五到八节。
2 Peter 1,
对不起，彼得后书一章五到八节。
For this reason, very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德性，有了德性又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足地有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上，不至于显然不结果子了。
You see, it's a difference betweenThat cactus barely hanging on for life, and the one that has so much abundance of nutrients that it can put forth all kinds of blooms and put forth new shoots.
所以你看到这边所形容的信心，不是我刚刚形容的，像我家的仙人掌一样，是处在垂死状态。这里所描写的信心是受到丰盛的浇灌，有很多的养分，而且能够丰丰富富的开花结果的信心。
There's a pastor at a university church in America, in East Lansing, Michigan.
在密西根的一个大学教会里面有一位牧师。
So he has lots of young folks in the church. His church has lots of young folks.
他的教会里面有很多年轻人。
And he's always thinking about, you know, there's so many that come into the church, or so many that you run into the university that somehow they lost their faith of that their parents had.
他常常看到这些年在大学里面看到这些年轻人，他常在想说，这些年轻人他们已经失去了他们父母那一代的信心。
And I put some links on the blog, on the New Hope blog, about some lectures he gave on this subject.
我在我们教会的部落格上面放了几个网址，那网址你可以在这网站上面看到这个牧师关于这一点的教导。
And here's one thing he said I want to quote today.
他讲过一句话，我今天也拿来引述。
His name's Kevin DeYoung.
他的名字是迪扬。
The one indispensable requirement for producing godly mature Christians is godly mature Christians.
他说，如果要成就圣洁成熟的基督徒，有个要件是不可或缺的，那就是我们必须先有圣洁成熟的基督徒。
The one indispensable requirement for producing godly mature Christians is.Godly mature Christians.
如果要成就圣洁成熟的基督徒，有个要件是不可或缺的，那就是我们必须先有圣洁成熟的基督徒。
So, in your life, as you walk along with the Lord over the years, you can get busy and think, oh, you know, God's got my sins taken care of, and so.Just kind of don't watch your own life and don't feed and water it very much anymore.
在你生命中与主同行几年之后，你可能会因为忙就想说没关系，神已经处理我罪的问题了，你就没有再继续浇灌自己的信心，就没有保持警醒。
And it is true, God has all your sins taken care of.
没有错。
Jesus paid for every single one of them, past, present, and future.
没错，神已经处理了你罪的问题，耶稣已经为你洗净你的罪，洗净你过去、现在和未来一切的罪。
But if you grow in your own life and continue to grow, you will be more and more and more effective in blessing your loved ones with being introduced.To your marvelous Savior Jesus Christ.
可是你的生命，如果你信心的生命如果能够继续成长，你就能够 更有能力来祝福你身边的人，让他们来认识耶稣基督。
Do you feel dead this morning?
你今天会不会觉得自己死气沉沉的？
How can you change?
你要怎么样改变呢？
You can repent.
你可以悔改。
You can say, I don't want this kind of Christian life anymore.
你可以告诉自己，我不要再过这样的基督徒生活了。
You can pray to God to change your heart and your life and your sinful habits.
你可以向神祷告，求神改变你的生命，改变你罪恶的习惯。
And pray that He'll turn your life into a God glorifying life, full of joy.
求神让你的生命成为一个荣耀神的生命，能够充满喜乐。
Now, what if you're older and your children already left the faith?
可是如果你年纪比较大，你的孩子又已经完全背离信仰了，那你怎么办呢？
What if you're young and you don't think your parents or your grandparents would ever be willing to listen to you?
或者说，如果你还年轻，可是你觉得你的祖父母或父母永远都不会听你分享福音，那你怎么办？
You have hope.
你仍然有盼望。
Don't give up hope.
不要放弃希望。
You don't know when God will do something in their life.
你不知道什么时候神要在他们的生命中动工。
God did something in Paul's life, stopped him dead in his tracks in his adulthood, and brought him to the Lord.
神他在保罗生命中动工，在他年轻的时候，阻止他继续往他原本的道路往前走，把他带回到主里面。
And you know that God has more love for any of your loved ones than you could ever have.
而且你要知道，神比你更爱你所爱的人。
And God can make the most little thing you effort you put into it to bear fruit. No matter how stumbling your attempts at sharing are, God can make that bear fruit.
就说你跟他们分享福音的时候，你的方式很笨拙，神还是可以用你的努力带领他们归主。
And don't give up hope.
所以不要放弃希望。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear God, all the glory goes to you.
主啊，所有的荣耀都归于你。
We thank you that you called for yourself a people to be your people.And to experience your grace and forgiveness.
感谢你呼召我们成为你的子民，原谅我们，赦免我们，让我们经历恩典。
We pray you would change us and use us to share the good news with our loved ones.
求你改变我们，并且使用我们，向我们所爱的人，宣扬福音。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's stand.
我们站起来。
You can hear God's word of blessing on his people.
来听主的祝祷。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今时直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you so much for giving us this church to come to grow in our faith.
主，感谢你让我们可以来到这里，这个教会，让我们的信心可以成长。
And we thank you for the fellowship and the food we'll have.
感谢你赐给我们团契和食物。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We have a quick announcement.
有一个报告事项。
And I didn't let it be announced earlier because I thought it distract you.
我没有之前想我讲到之后才跟大家报告，因为我想讲到之前跟大家报告的话，大家会分心。
Luke, you want to come up?
announce that Hannah and I are going to get married.
向大家报告 ，Hannah 跟我要结婚了。
Find a wife in Taiwan, and I just praise the Lord that I found such a wonderful, godly woman like Hannah. It's really amazing, and I love her very much.
从来没有想到说我可以在台湾找到太太，可是我遇到 Hannah 这么棒的女孩子，真的很感谢上帝给我这样的伴侣。